Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of December 12th, 2011, which also unfortunately happens to be our last issue of the year. But don't fret, there's enough here to keep you busy well into next year. We have a cover story and special supplement looking at the growth and diversification of the Middle East's chemical industry. The supplement is being published to coincide with the 6th annual Gulf Petrochemicals and Chemicals Associates, or GPCA, forum taking place in Dubai from December 13th through 15th. In it, you'll find in-depth interviews with the presidents and CEOs of many of the region's companies as they clarify how their companies are diversifying into downstream products for the growing middle classes of Asia and to provide manufacturing jobs for their region. There are features covering exports, piracy, strategy, and logistics, as well as many products made in the region, but especially polymers. Pick up the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business to find out more. Meanwhile, in the rest of the magazine, we continue with our regular columns and features, including the quarterly update on mergers and acquisitions, or M&A. This year is set to be a record one for global chemical sector M&A activity in terms of dollar value, but the market has clearly peaked as greater uncertainty about the economic outlook and more difficult financing restrain transactions. Then we take a look at Germany's long-delayed ethylene pipeline. Germany's 400,000 metric ton-a-year ethylene pipeline is now expected to start up towards the middle of 2012 following a favorable court ruling last month. The project will connect German chemical major BASF's petrochemicals hub at Ludwigshafen with chemical sites in Bavaria. Meanwhile, in Asia, despite a slight rebound in feedstock styrene monomer prices, Asia polystyrene prices remain weak on poor demand. Then, in the United States, several U.S. caustic soda producers proposed another round of price hikes before the end of the year, citing low caustic soda inventory and a continuing decline in chlorine demand, leading to lower chloralkali operating rates. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the current issue of ICE is Chemical Business. We here at ICE want to thank all our readers and subscribers for their continuing support, and we hope you all have a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. Thank you and good night.